We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
lady. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
The 15-minute morning show podcast. Yesterday's, I hear, was 17 minutes. So today's like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? Let's go. Nate's here. There's Garrett. And there's Danielle. And there's Gandhi and Scotty B.
Hi.
We're scary.
I'm here.
Yep. One second.
Okay, I don't see you on camera.
What up?
There you are,
Scotty. That's because he's losing so much weight, he's becoming invisible.
I'm vanishing.
It is. Benjamin Button over here.
Hey, okay. Let's talk about being out in the dating world.
Huh?
Okay. Scotty went to a pharmacy in his neighborhood the other day.
Yeah.
And you know the pharmacist behind the counter, don't you?
I do. I know her because I've been getting, you know, medicine there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed to ask her a question a couple of months ago, and I needed to send her a copy of her prescription. So I have her cell phone number in my phone. So a couple of days ago, I went there to pick up my blood pressure medication. Nothing exciting. And there was a new girl at the register. And so when I gave her my name, she took it out of the little bin. She said, yeah, here it is. Oh, hold on a second. I'll be right back. So she walks around to the back to where the pharmacist is and then comes back, you know, like 10 or 15 seconds later and rings it up. And then the pharmacist comes out and she goes, oh, did you have a question? I'm like, no, it's all good. I know what to do with this. And she's like, okay, it was nice to see you, you know, and then I left. And I went home and like 10 minutes later, she texts me and she says, I'm so sorry that was so awkward. That's a new girl at the register, and I told her anytime a hot guy comes in, she should come around and get me.
So, oh! Well,
wow. Not that I'm tooting my own horn, woo-hoo! But I mean, it was very – I told her, wow, that's very flattering. Thank you very much. So the cashier thought that I was attractive. So that was a highlight of my day.
But I like how they have a system.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
If someone hot comes in, come back and I'll come out and ask them if they have a question about the medication.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's weird though for a pharmacist to do that because then you see what the medication that the hot guy is getting and then you're like, oh no, he's hot, but I don't want that because he's got a rash.
Even better. That's all good for her. Yeah. Now she knows what you got going on.
She can take care of you.
It's true. And they see all sorts of things. I don't think the things bug them that bug us.
No.
Wait, so you know the pharmacist?
Well, I mean, I know her. I'm not friends with her. I know her from going there for so long.
Wait, so is she interested in you? Like,
No, she couldn't. The counter's so high, she couldn't see me standing there.
Oh.
So the girl just went back because she's like, oh, I guess there's a hot guy.
That's their system.
Are you now? Wait, I do have a question.
What?
Does the pharmacist know that you're single now?
Yes.
Because.
Is the pharmacist single?
I would assume so if she's looking for hot guys.
This could just be her way.
That's her in. That's what I'm thinking.
Laying down, you know.
No,
she's laying down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, why would she take the time to text you that? Look at this, Scotty. I think this is somebody trying to say, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something more here.
No, she texted me because it was an awkward interaction. I was like, what?
That's the whole point.
But she is basically telling you that they think you're hot. Yeah.
Well, yes.
No. She could have left out the cashier, hot part.
The cashier did.
Yeah.
No, Scotty, you are not. You are so.
You're not reading into this. You're not reading into this enough.
This is like being in the schoolyard all over again.
You guys are turning this into something it might not be.
That's right.
It could be though.
Is she hot? Would you go out with
She's
her?
She's cute.
Okay, so why don't you ask her for coffee or something?
Well, because it's weird. Because she knows the medications
shit
I get.
Stirrers. You guys are stirring the shit.
Yeah.
Wait, what medication do you get that you're afraid of her knowing?
Seriously.
Ask her.
What kind of rashes do you have?
Yeah. Prescription strength preparation H.
Do you think that's written in your chart now, Scott? So when you walk in,
I don't think so.
I think the cashier is doing her dirty work. Actually,
that's what I think.
And doing her bidding.
I agree.
No, well, hold on, but she is. They have a plan.
Yeah.
If a hot guy walks in, the cashier is supposed to go get her.
I think
so.
That
she went and got her, not knowing. Oh, it's Scotty V.
And informing you that you're hot. It means, okay, make the next move, cowboy.
Did she send any emojis?
Cowboy.
I don't think so.
Eggplant.
No, none of that.
Water sport.
Well, pills. Well, at the very least, Scotty, you know that the person who went back and got her thinks you're hot.
Yeah.
So if that one is single, and you like her, you can try both.
Okay, so she said, sorry, I told my tech to make sure that she calls me out if a hot guy comes to the counter. So that's what that was about. LOL. I said, oh, thank you. That's so funny. I'm flattered. She said, LOL, you should be. And then I did a smiley face. And she wrote,
oh, my God! That's you are so blind!
Read between the LOLs.
God. Then she wrote, just don't judge that I use my text as wingman.
The prescription for glasses? Because you fucking need them right now.
Listen, if she listens to this 15-minute morning show podcast, please text Scotty that you are interested in
him.
Yeah,
oh, just God.
Tell
how embarrassing.
Her, oh, lady.
Sling an eggplant.
You guys are embarrassing. It's like having your mom trying to find you a date.
What's her name? What's the pharmacist's name?
No, do not say it. Good
Blanche.
God.
If we've learned anything, Scotty can't be trusted out in the world on his own.
That's right.
We have to
true.
Help him.
I don't know
what's going on.
Yeah. He's like a little alien. So cute.
She has to be frustrated. She's like, what else can I do for this guy? How can I get his attention?
Well, it just seems as if she sent that text. She is definitely wanting to connect in some way as a friend or as a supporter or a lover.
Do you guys remember the last scene in Dumb and Dumber? They're walking down the road. They got no money, nothing. And the bus pulls up and it's the Hawaiian Tropic Girls. And they're like, hey, we're just looking for two oil boys to come on tour with us and oil us down before each match. And Jim Carrey goes, well, you're in luck. There's a town back that way.
Hey,
Scotty.
100%.
I am completely oblivious. I have no idea what's going on.
Send her a kissy face emoji.
No, that's weird.
Do not do that.
This is a list of things you should not be doing.
Scotty.
I'm going to have to send my prescriptions elsewhere when it's embarrassing stuff.
Well, I'm here. No offense to anyone. You know I love you all. I don't see this in the future, but if ever I'm single again and out in the dating world, I'm not telling shit to any of you people.
None of you.
Because you guys you think you're helping.
We are. We always help. We have a best interest at heart.
Yes, you do.
Good advice.
Run for your life.
I listen to everybody's advice, but I don't take it.
That's what you listen. We know you don't take it.
Yeah.
That's why you're a mess.
Like Diamond, like with this other girl, Diamond's like, don't you text her. You make her wait. Don't text her until... You said that too, Danielle.
I think you're a little... Because here's the thing. She said she would get in touch with you when she got back.
Yeah.
She has not. It's been a day.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to text her tonight. No, you're not. You're going to wait till tomorrow and see if she texts you. I think you are a little too... Eager.
Well, what if another boy texts her and she jumps on that?
I'm sure she's probably getting a lot of guys texting her.
Other guys are definitely texting her.
Right.
Can you just give your phone to Gandhi or Danielle and have them respond to these people?
This is why he's on blood pressure medicine, people.
You're right.
He does seem to be a bit anxious.
I'm very high strung. Look at me.
Very high strung.
Hey, did anyone else in here see Fargo season 5?
No.
There's a character in there who has the same hair as that... that Nate has right now.
Yeah, it's very Midwestern.
The thing is, if she's mildly attractive, she's definitely being hit by a lot of guys coming through, but she's choosing you. So that says something.
I'm not so sure. And Scotty,
this isn't a competition. If she sees something else in someone else, let her go that way. You don't want her anyway.
Make me sad.
You can't force something.
I'm not forcing it. Look, I messed up one night. That's for sure because I had an off night.
Okay, let's just move on from that.
What? Did you not powder your balls?
No, I did. But okay. I had an off night, and I don't want that to be a reflection of how I normally am, because I just...
I know, but you know, but you're putting all your eggs in that one right. night basket.
If she
can't understand you had an off night and you still have other qualities that are worth going for, that's her problem.
Well, I think
not
I still
yours.
Need to explain that to her.
No, well, God, oh, do not God. Explain
You've
it.
You already explained it.
Not
don't
really.
Over-explain.
No, I really
and
didn't.
Also, like, your quote unquote off night is reflective of who you are. You are like that. That's just how you are. Who cares? If she doesn't like it, goodbye.
You have a pharmacist
exactly
texting LOL
happened.
To you.
That's yeah. right.
Mm. Anyway.
Give
LOL
us your phone.
Twice.
Yeah.
She is not laughing
that
much.
Let's take some of our eggs and put it in the pharmacist basket. How about that?
Also, Scotty, how long has she been your pharmacist?
A couple years.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
And this just resurfaced. Yeah, that's true, too.
How did that happen?
It is a nice career choice.
I needed to send her a photo of a prescription so she could look something up for me.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I bet you did.
She makes good money. Whoop.
And she's smart. I like this.
Listen.
She's a whole plan.
I'm not listening to you guys.
She's
good.
Then don't tell us anything.
She knows what she's doing.
I just thought that was a fun story. See, I thought nothing of it. You guys are like, oh.
Because you're
you are blind.
It is a fun story. It is a fun story, and it gave us fodder for a podcast.
That's and awesome. you instead see things that are not there instead of us seeing things that are actually there. It's like sometimes you're just blind. We love you.
And some people just don't know when they're being hit on.
Right.
Right.
So that maybe that's you. Okay. And I'm sure a lot of other people can relate. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're being hit on.
But that's part of his charm.
Yeah. Yes,
I would say too, Scotty, you should listen to the women when they tell you that you're being hit on. Because guys think they're being hit on all the time. Like if someone breathes around them, they're
Nate
like,
she thinks if you
me.
Breathe around
I got hit
but
on
But Danielle
yesterday.
And I both agree. Yeah. Did you really get hit on?
I did. I walked into the Red Wing boot store and this woman looks at me and goes, how you doing? I swear to God she said that.
Did she sell things there?
Yeah.
Oh, she okay.
Your hair wasn't
oh,
like
she,
that, was
she's
it?
Trying to get you to buy some Red Wing.
How you doing?
How you doing?
See, like,
your hair wasn't like that.
Women.
You combed your hair since then, right?
I agree, because if she didn't mean anything by it, she would just been like, how you doing? But she said, how you doing?
She's trying to sell you shoes.
She's making money off of the sale.
You guys.
Suckers. You're all suckers.
I kind of think that you're being hit on.
No, he's not.
Well, I know Scotty B is.
Yeah, that was for
sure.
I get hit on by a ton of guys, too. Like, all you should see my DMs on Instagram.
Well, try something different.
They put
you saw the guy with the head in the washing machine with the ass out, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you should put some of your eggs in that basket.
I don't know.
Yeah. Are we done?
Good luck, Scotty.
I don't know.
How long have we
been? Tank empty.
What right. about gas? We're at 11 minutes.
Yeah!
Let's get out of here. Have a beautiful day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you at the pharmacy, buddy.
I'll be there today.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.